Stay tuned and join us in this effort.
Thanks, Aaron. Please give us a call right now at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
This is Mike from Blessed Sacrament in Newark. I've been listening to St. Gabriel Radio for many years. It is the only station I listen to. St. Gabriel Radio has influenced my life in many ways, but most importantly, it has helped me to grow in my love for our Lord Jesus Christ. The programs I most enjoy are Christ is the Answer with Father John Ricardo, The Doctor is In, Called to Communion with Dr. David Anders, and Catholic Answers. I never hesitate to encourage others to tune in to St. Gabriel Radio. Most all other stations broadcast noise. St. Gabriel Radio broadcasts a message that reaches to eternity.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is the second day of the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Spring Spirit Drive. I'm in the studio with Dave Orsborn. My name is Bill Messerly, and just in a few moments, we'll introduce Kiara Baker. Kiara is a on-fire young Catholic, and she's going to talk about evangelization and community. But before we do that, I want to make sure that you know that we have a matching challenge right now. If you make a sustaining membership gift, any amount monthly, $20 a month is recommended, but you can do any amount, $10, $20, $30. It'll be matched dollar for dollar for the next 25 or so minutes. So give us a call, 614-459-4820, 614-459-4820, or stgabrielradio.com. We're also looking for some other types of gifts, Dave.
We're looking for leadership gifts in the amount of $1,000 or more, and as well as always, we're appreciative of one-time gifts, again, in any amount. But let's take advantage of this matching gift for the next 27 minutes. I don't want to leave any money on the table. It's so important that that we take full advantage of these matching gifts when they become available. So give us a call, 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. Call with your sustaining membership.
And Kiara Baker, can
Hello.
You start us off with the prayer?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fire of mercy. Lord, we thank you for bringing you to us, in the people around us, in the sacraments. We thank you for the gift of you today. Lord, fill this space. Make us more like you. Transform our hearts, minds, bodies, and souls. Lord, I thank you for the gift of St. Gabriel Radio and all the listeners. Bless their families. I ask that you bless us all with a spirit of generosity today, that in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, we may go to the secret place with you and just love you well. Jesus, I ask that you bless us and teach us how to pray. Prayer makes things possible, but donations for St. Gabriel make everything they do for you doable. Jesus, grant us generosity to love you well, and we thank you for being present to us today and always. Amen.
Amen. Boom, girl. Thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much. I remember you coming in here, maybe second grade, third grade,
yes,
yeah, doing
yes.
your homework. You've been a part of our community and a part of our lives in such a beautiful, affirming way for so long. So thank you.
Yeah, it's a joy to be here.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've been on live?
I remember in second grade, I think, during the Spirit Drive, I was asked to come talk about St. Timothy just for like 2 seconds. And you asked me what is my favorite part of being an elementary student at St. Tim's. And I remember answering the teachers. But what a beautiful testament to how teachers can spread the love of Christ, and that I literally loved my teachers so much that they were my favorite part of being part of the Catholic school system.
And so life has moved on, and
you're in fourth grade now.
You'd make a good teacher. You're studying to be.
So a little bit of both. So I am teaching through my Bible study. So I am a second year at OSU, and I am a focused student missionary. And I definitely incorporate teaching elements through my Bible study, but mostly what I do through Focus is to just create joyful community and give my friends and to give people who don't know the Lord yet the space to come to encounter Him. But as far as what I'm studying at OSU, I'm actually a nursing student, and I just started my clinicals. I'm in a geriatric unit at 11 East Roads, the University Hospital, and it's such a gift to be the hands and feet of Christ in the hospital setting. So yes, I am a nursing student, and I'm also teaching others, witnessing to the Lord in any way I can.
So you're able to enter into the loneliness so many of these geriatric patients.
Absolutely. There's a lot of brokenness in the hospital, as in our world, but it's beautiful because that's where Jesus wants us to go. We're not supposed to live in comfort. We are supposed to be great, and greatness is not made in comfortability. It's made in the uncomfortability. So what better way to be Jesus than to actually go where He's most needed?
And if you could just see Kiara Baker's smile, it's almost as good as the beautiful words that she's using. And earlier this morning, Father John Ricardo, during the 7 to 7:30 hour, talked about the importance of words. Mm. And I know that your work, the words are so important. And you said, give space to others to allow them to experience Christ. How do words fit in there, and what part of that is words, and what part of that is just a smile and giving people time?
Well, I have so many thoughts about this, and that's a good thing. First off, clarity and intentionality are two things that I like to keep in the forefront of my mind in being Jesus-centered. So what does that mean? So Jesus-centeredness, first step, being clear, so clarity. That means making sure that people see your heart, and you're not trying to be hidden from them. You actually want to be completely transparent and vulnerable and authentic with them, because that's a way you can give Jesus' heart to them, is actually like being yourself, because we all possess Jesus in our own little way, and He is present in us in each an individual and unique way, that no other person carries Jesus the way you do. So it's important to spread that authenticity with the other you're trying to love. Then the second part is intentionality. So in every like word I speak, in every like action, how am I intentionally loving them first, and how am I denying myself? So it's putting the other first for the sake of them feeling the love of Jesus through you. And like, in the hospital setting, sometimes I end up doing a few things that aren't the most appealing things to the world. And that's what I love about it, because we're entering into the mess and getting to love people in that. I have served with Damascus Catholic Mission Campus as a CYSC Catholic Youth Summer Camp counselor the past couple of years, and their five missionary mindsets are Jesus-centered, mission-focused, joy-filled, obedient, toilet plunging. The last one, toilet plunging, is a little odd, because I say that to people and they ask me, like, Kiara, like, what does that mean? Like, why is that a missionary mindset? Well, it's simply because we are called to enter into the mess, because that's what Jesus did. And in the hospital, when I'm cleaning up things that are than beautiful, I enter into the mess, and my response makes all the difference. So going back to the third missionary mindset of joy-filled, we do it with a smile on our face, because if we complained, then the work we do would be meaningless. And you go back to the Gospels, not once did Jesus complain about having to heal someone.
That is so good. So good, Kiara Baker. Kiara Baker, a young Focus missionary, Damascus missionary. You have a great clarity. You talked about the need for clarity. here at St. Gabriel Radio. We help people have that day-to-day clarity. So go ahead and support us now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. And we'd like to thank Ray, who called from St. Brendan's. He'd like to make the gift in honor of his mother, Louise, and his sister, Dolores. And he became a sustaining member, so a matching.
Woohoo!
And
well
be
done.
Matched
thank
through
you.
The end of this half hour.
Amen. We're getting ready for a clip from Jeff Caven titled You and God in the Secret Place. What we wanted to do this hour was really highlight young Catholics in order to dispel two myths. One is that young people don't love Christ. You know, so many of us see the darkness and see the culture as overwhelming, to use Father Ricardo's term in the last clip, that we're outnumbered, and folks, we're not outnumbered.
Nope.
We live with a wonderful communion of saints and good spiritual friends, and these young adults, Kiara and Danny, are a testament to the fact that the faith is flourishing here in Columbus in the young adult community. Second myth is that young adults don't care about St. Gabriel Radio. Also dispelled very well by Kiara as well as Danny. St. Gabriel Radio is a part of their life, is a part of this young adult community. So it's so important that you step forward right now, regardless of your age, and call us at 614-459-4820 or by going online to stgabrielradio.com. We're looking for sustaining membership gifts. We have a dollar-for-dollar match for the next 17 minutes, and I want you to be able to take advantage of that. We're going to listen to a clip now from Jeff Cavins.
And so right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is going to mention three disciplines, three forms of piety, and he is going to tell you the wrong way to do it, and he's going to tell you the right way to do it. And the right way to do it, all three, is this, catch it, is to go to your Father who is in secret. Go to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Now, you know what that means? We talked about the Sabbath, duh, right? But what this means now is that you can go into a secret place with your Father, even in the midst of a busy day, schedule, hour, in the midst of dealing with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. There is a secret place for you to go. And so what we see here, and I'll put this in the show notes for you because it can sound a little bit complicated, but we see that there was the problem in Genesis, the delight to the eyes, and then in First John 2, we have the lust of the eyes. And the question is, how do we deal with that? How do we deal with it? And we deal with it in the Sermon on the Mount with the very first form of piety that Jesus mentions. He says, beware of practicing your piety before men in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Then he says, thus, when you give alms, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by men. Then he says, truly I say to you, they have their reward, but when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret. So the way that we deal with the lust of the eyes, you know what that means, right? The lust of the eyes. Go to a mall, go downtown, go anywhere. You go to television, cables, internet. People really have a problem with the lust of the eyes. And how do you deal with the lust of the eyes? We want something. We want something. Almsgiving. That's right. Divest yourself from that which has a hold on you. And here's what Jesus says when he's talking about when you do almsgiving, which is the way that we deal with this lust of the eyes. He says, But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So here we see that there is a secret place with the Father that you can overcome the lust of the eyes. This is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant, Jesus. He has given you a way to deal with the lust of the eyes, and the key is to go to the secret place with your Father. Divest yourself of what has a hold of you. Give it away. Give it away. Give it away. Almsgiving, but don't make a fanfare of it.
Give alms and don't make a fanfare of it. You're listening to Jeff Cavins during the Spring Spirit Drive on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Phone lines are open, 614-459-4820, or online at stgabrielradio.com. We have a matching challenge this next few minutes until 9 o'clock, so 15 minutes. If you become a sustaining member, your sustaining membership will be matched dollar for dollar. And if you increase your sustaining membership, if you already are a sustaining member, that will also be matched dollar for dollar. So give us a call, 614-459-4820. I'm Bill Messerly. I'm in the studio with Dave Orsborn. And our special guest this half hour, Kiara Baker. Kiara, wasn't that beautiful?
Yes. I love Jeff Cavins. I think he is so wise.
He's so good. And he said that we have a way to overcome the lust of the eyes. And as a young Catholic and on Catholic camp or on college campuses, that's a real problem, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have to ask ourselves, like, why is this a problem? And it's because people are not denying themselves enough. And the issue here is self-denial. Every time we turn away from sin, we actually deny ourselves and choose the Lord. So if the problem is sin, that means people are looking to please themselves only and neglecting those around them.
Mm.
The complete opposite of Jesus.
Yeah, it is. And we have a problem in our culture on a macro level of men and women joining together in marriage and giving everything for the other.
Yeah.
But if we don't have that practice before we get into those relationships of being selfless,
yep,
we have a problem. And half of the children in the United States that are born to a family without both a mother and a father. And I think that might be a repercussion for that selfishness.
Yeah, absolutely. We look at the issue of like children not having like two parents or having their parents like divorce, or even like I know some people who sadly their parents or both of them have actually died. And it's just yet another example of the brokenness that's present in our world. And the only way to overcome brokenness is with love, because love, especially Christ's love, heals all wounds. So when we deny ourselves, we actually choose the other. And it's the gift of self to say, you know what, like I'm not going to sin right now because I love this person so much. And you look at the repercussions divorce has on children, and that decision can never be excused with, oh, like divorcing my spouse is best for the child. What is actually best for the child? It's for that spouse to love their spouse. It's not excusing like a wrong, and it's not saying, oh, this wrong, like, it's going to be here no matter what. So let's just like try and like cover it up with divorce. Actually, we're called to something greater. We're called to love first. And what that looks like is, even though like my spouse is being really annoying today, not that I'm married or anything. However, in friendships and relationships, we all know people and we're all surrounded by people that can annoy us on a daily basis. But the choice we have is to either like choose selfishness or choose selflessness. So in that moment that I'm like frustrated or just totally wrapped up in the emotion of frustration, I need to check myself. I need to say, actually, why am I feeling this way and how can I fix it? And that means I need to get out of myself, get out of my frustration and look to them and say, how can I love this person best in this moment?
Amen. That's Kiara Baker on the Spring Spirit Drive here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We have a matching gift for all new sustaining memberships, as well as increases in sustaining members for about 9 more minutes until 9 o'clock this morning. Give us a call, 614-459-4820, or go online to stgabrielradio.com. Kiara, too, there's an element, a very critical and crucial element in this outpouring is it comes from the overflow. And Cavins gets to this with you and God in the secret place. That what we're denying, and through that denial, what we're giving others is God's love. And in order for us to be able to give God's love, we have to receive the Father's love. And that's where we're fed, and then we're able to go and do it. Because there's so many good social workers, right? And and non-Christians that have that gift and the self-giving. The difference as a Christian is that we're giving God's love. And our love is transformed into the love of Christ for others.
Yes, absolutely. We have received in abundance, so out of the abundance should we give. And if we're not first resting to receive his abundance for us, we're actually not going to be able to give at all. So in many discussions with my focus missionary, Nicole, she talks about RIM, and it's an acronym that stands for Relationship Identity Mission. And she often says it can never be flipped to MIR, Mission Identity Relationship.
Yeah.
So why is that? So relationship is first.
Good.
We have to have a good foundational relationship with the Lord first and foremost, because if we're not talking to him, if we're not meeting with him in the secret place through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, we actually have no relationship with him at all. Prayer is our only communication with God. So if we're not praying every day, then that's a day that we don't introduce God and let him communicate through us. Then the second one is identity. So as we have this relationship with the Lord, we're talking to him. He gives us an identity, and it's to be his. And in the gospel, when Jesus looks to Peter and says, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter responds, "Jesus, you're the Messiah, the Son of the living Lord." And Jesus turns right around and tells Peter who he is. "You are the rock on which I will build my church."
Mm-hmm.
So when we turn to Jesus, we tell him who he is. He turns right back around and tells us who we are. So we have this relationship. We talk to Jesus, and in our communication with the Lord, he tells us who we are. And it's only after we know who we are we able to live on mission well and effectively. Because if we don't know who we are, then we don't know how to be on mission at all. Because what is the mission for?
That is so beautiful, Kiara Baker. You have wowed me this morning. I'm sure that you've wowed so many of our Catholic Radio listeners. Catholic Radio listeners, show your appreciation for the momentum and the revival of our church here in our local community by giving the support that we need to keep St. Gabriel Radio strong. Give us a call, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. And Kiara, you were talking about relationship, and St. Gabriel Radio has a particular focus on that relationship, helping our listeners grow in their knowledge of God and grow how they can approach God, because it all does start there, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. If we don't share God's word, who will? And St. Gabriel Radio, that's what they do on a daily basis, 24/7. And it's just a turn of the knob in the car away. And God's word is brought right to you. And every time you turn on the radio, you pray and enter into a relationship with the Lord. It's as simple as that. If St. Gabriel Radio doesn't spread the word of God, who will? And they do. And it's a reminder to us to go and spread his word. Because if St. Gabriel Radio just stopped with us in our car, then there would be a lot of people who would never get to reap the benefits of St. Gabriel Radio. And it's simply because they spread the word of God, so we can spread the word of God.
That's a beautiful new bumper sticker. Not that we're going to replace the St. Gabriel Radio bumper sticker, but don't let it stop in your car, right?
Yeah,
Nine out of 10, listen to Catholic Radio in the car, but don't let it stop there, right? You need to bring it to your friends. You need to bring it to your family. And you need to bring it to the, as Kiara said, the messiness of life, right?
Yes.
Whatever
yes.
that brokenness is that a broken family? Is it a broken relationship at work? Is it a broken relationship outside of work? But bring Jesus Christ and your relationship of Jesus Christ to those relationships. So don't let it stay in your car. And this is a season of almsgiving. We're going to encourage you to also make sure that you have a step in the right direction today, this second day of the St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive, by calling 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com.
Kiara, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
That was so good.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Coming up next at 9 a.m., we have Elizabeth Ficicelli taking over the hosting duties. She'll be on at 9 o'clock with Bill and Mary Beth Hinger, and then at 9:30 with Lori Hamrick. So stay with us. Elizabeth Ficicelli's coming up next.
This is Sheila from St. Mary's, Delaware. I love Catholic Radio because it allows me to join others in devotional prayers, like praying the rosary, divine mercy, or just listening to the Mass. Catholic Radio also gives me the opportunity to pray for all the people and the situations that I hear about while listening. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Sarah clubs throughout the world pray for and support the priesthood and consecrated religious life. Please join in our prayer for the perseverance of vocations.
O God, you have constituted your only begotten Son, supreme and eternal priest, for the glory of your majesty and the salvation of mankind. Grant that those whom he has chosen ministers and dispensers of his mysteries may be found faithful in fulfilling the ministry they have received. Amen.
For information on the two Sarah clubs in the Diocese of Columbus and the ways in which we promote vocations to the priesthood and consecrated religious life, go to saracolumbus.org. That's SERRA Columbus.org.
My Jesus, before you ascended into heaven, you prayed that we would all be one, as you and your Father are one. But today, Lord, we seem more divided than ever. We are divided over political beliefs, gender, religion, ethnicity, color, and economic status. It is a division that cuts deeply, even through our closest relationships. You have warned us, Lord, that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Help me to remember that you are the cornerstone of this house, that your precepts, not ours, are the path to everlasting joy. Empower me with your grace to be an agent of healing and a proclaimer of truth and hope to this troubled world, one heart at a time. Armed with your sacred word, the sacraments, and the wisdom of the saints, you have given me everything I need to make a difference. You have created me for such a time as this, Lord, and I am ready to do your will. Amen.
They share the most intimate moments of life and death with us. They pour the water of life into our souls. They feed us with living bread from heaven. They're waiting in the confessional to unburden us from sin. They receive the vows that transform man and woman into husband and wife. They're with us when we're sick, our final escorts from time into eternity. Greed, sexism, and abuse don't sum up the priesthood. The average priest makes under $35,000 a year. Jesus ordained men, but women never had to be priests to be important in the church. And there were 9 credible allegations of child abuse in 2013. That's out of about 40,000 U.S. priests. 1 is too many, but 9 don't define the rest. One word sums up the priesthood: love. Not the flawed love of human beings, the love of God, who promised that he'd always be with us and who reaches out and touches the world today through his priests. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
A listener once described St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, as grounded and faithful. What does it mean? It means the teachings on St. Gabriel Radio are trusted and true. They're consistent with sacred scripture and the catechism of the Catholic Church. We stick to the truth, clear and simple. A faithful approach, just one more reason why St. Gabriel Catholic Radio isn't just radio,